Number 63 from March 2009, Turning Bad into Good. There's quite a bit of snow on the ground as I'm writing this today, and we're not always sure what lies beneath this snow. Could be ice or water or sticks or anything. I was trudging through the snow last week to get some twigs from my pile of branches for kindling to start the wood stove, and I tripped and almost fell on my face. I turned around and kicked the snow away and discovered that it was nothing mysterious. I had simply stumbled over a huge frozen cow pie. I laughed at myself and mused that this must surely have come from my biggest cow because it was impressive in size and scale, even after considerable weathering. You can call them what you want. Cow pies, cow chips, metal muffins, cow droppings, cow manure, cow floppers, cow hooey, or cow dung. There are even other names that I won't use in a church newsletter. But whatever you call them, they are something that most folks find disgusting, especially if they don't happen to come from the farm. I remember my son's first encounter with a real juicy cow flopper, and his reaction was, "Oh, that's sick." Deborah even makes me scoop them up and get them away from her favorite fishing spot down by the pond. But even though most folks don't care much for cow chips and find them to be vile substances, something good can still come from them. When you walk around in a pasture in the summer, you will oftentimes notice that some patches are darker green and more verdant. These are the areas that were fertilized last year or 2 years ago in that special bovine way. Something good can come from something that looks nasty. I view cow chips as a metaphor for living in a sinful, broken world. As we look back in our lives, they look much like my pasture, dotted with crap that we've been trying to forget but can't. Sometimes things happen in life that are so nasty, we think we'll never survive it. Friends and family get cancer, marriages break up, people that we care about die, jobs held for 25 years are suddenly gone, retirement funds shrink like a cheap t-shirt, friends forsake us, girlfriends dump us, boyfriends cheat on us, aging hurts us. But we are people of faith and people of hope. We are not naive enough to think that life won't dump a steaming pile on us from time to time, but we are confident enough in the character of our God to have hope even when it smells the worst. Nobody has ever been or ever will be better than our God at taking bad situations and turning them around eventually for good. God is the great alchemist turning lead into gold. He is the one who can take whatever the forces of evil hand out and rework it into something useful. In the Old Testament, when Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery and he went through many trials, but finally turned up as Pharaoh's right-hand man, it was a great saving act of God for the nation of Israel. Joseph forgave his brothers and put it this way, quote, "You meant it for evil when you sold me into slavery, but God turned it into good," unquote. I talked to a recovering alcoholic man last week who told me how glad he was that he was an alcoholic. I said, "You mean you're glad you're a recovering alcoholic, don't you?" He said, "No, I'm glad I'm an alcoholic, because if I had not become an alcoholic, I would have never had to surrender spiritually, and I would have never found a spiritual way by which to live. I would have just wandered through life on my own terms without God. What I thought was the worst thing in my life turned out to be the best thing because of God's work in me. When I look back at the worst times in my life, and there have been a few, they have always turned out to be the times of my greatest spiritual growth in faith, and something unexpected has always come out of them. The good doesn't always come right away, which is the tough part, but it always comes. When bad things happen, I guess it jogs my mind to remember that I do much better at having a God than trying to be one. Metal muffins may come and go in our lives, but our God is always there, turning these kinds of things around and using them for growth in you and me.